Hello, podcast listener. How's it going? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to improve your business sense, you are going to love the just-in-time technique, which Bruno talks about in this very clip. I've always found it frustrating to see candidates reading Wall Street Journal and industry reports to get business sense, because I've tried it myself and I know how hard and painful it is. Sometimes you don't know what to read. You don't know if a piece of content is actually structural and strategy related and not just noise. If you read the good stuff, it might still not be in the cases that you get. Even if it is in one of the cases that you get, you can't be sure that you remember everything you read. And even if you do remember, it might be in a slightly different angle, which might even be misleading to you. Or it might be in a different way and you can't really connect because you're just remembering, you're not interpreting. And just-in-time learning, the technique that Bruno talks about in this clip, solves all of these problems. And it works even for people with no business background, which is why I think it's so amazing. Just so you know, before you move on to the clip, this is an excerpt of episode number 17, The Quickest Way to Improve Your Business Sense. And if you go on and listen to the full episode, you're even going to listen to some tweaks that we made to it afterwards, which if you have more time, you can use to get even more value out of this technique. Now let's go on to the clip.
So what you should do instead is what I call just-in-time learning. This is the quickest way to improve your business sense.
All right. Nice promise. Tell me more about it. Yeah.
So what is just-in-time learning, right? Just like just-in-time manufacturing is having the right supply come at the right time to the factory.
Yeah.
Which is what Toyota invented. And then you reduce your inventory costs. You reduce your mistakes and errors in the factory line. And just like just-in-time coding, which is the agile methodology of tech companies, is developing the product or the software product in small increments as you find out that your users want some feature instead of trying to develop a whole piece of software at once and then hoping it's the right piece of software. Just-in-time learning for businesses is learning business concepts and learning about functional areas, types of business problems, and different industries as you need it. So how do you do that? It's very simple. The first step is you do cases or you do drills.
Yeah.
And ideally, you should be doing both, right? But let's say you're doing a case. And I'll use an example of a profitability case of a mining company. Let's say that's the next case you do. You do a profitability case about a mining company. You're trying to fix profits for that mining company. And the first step is to do the case as well as you can.
Yeah.
So you get the case. You're not going to be like, oh, I don't know anything about mining or I don't know anything about profits for, let's say it's a gold mining company, all right, just for the sake of the argument. I don't know anything about gold mining or whatever. You just do the case as well as you can. With the tools that you have, with the current knowledge that you have. And this step is super important. You shouldn't say, I don't know about this problem. Let me study mining profits, gold mining, whatever.
Right, because you're going to get a case in a topic you don't know, no matter how much you study.
Yeah, and also because let's divide case interviews into two different buckets. Sometimes you get a case on a topic that you know well. And then you should use all your problem-solving methods, structuring, issue trees, hypothesis testing, chart analysis, stuff like that, along with your business knowledge about that type of problem to solve the case well. Now, when you get a case about a topic that you don't know well in your case interview, you should be able to solve that problem anyway using the problem-solving tools that you know. Structuring, issue trees, hypothesis testing, etc. So first step, do the case. Just like everyone else does.
Yeah.
Okay. The second step, as you finish the case or the drill, you will notice, regardless of whether you did the case well or not, you will notice some gaps in knowledge or understanding that if you didn't have those gaps, you would have solved the case better or in a more easy, fluent way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you note down those gaps. So, few examples. It could be, I don't know exactly what the cost structure of a typical mining company is.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know how the prices of commodities like gold fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a pattern or not? And how does that influence our revenues? Or I don't know how the operations of a gold mine look like.
Yeah.
For example, do they have very expensive equipment or simply people digging ditches and using trucks?
Yeah.
So you jot those things down, and it doesn't have to be a complete list or anything, but you try to create, I don't know, 3 to 5 bullet points of things that you wish you knew better.
Mm-hmm.
And now the third step is you study those things. And you try to study them in as specific way as possible, right? So you try to, for example, I don't know how the gold mining operation looks like. Mm-hmm. You can go into YouTube and type gold mining.
Yeah.
And you'll probably see videos of gold mining companies. And you can notice the details, you know, see how the company looks like and try to find information in the video about how, you know, what are the types of equipment that are used, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You also don't know the cost structure of a typical gold mine, but you go look into financial statements of a public mining company. You don't know who the clients of gold mining companies are.
Mm-hmm.
Are they central banks? Are they, I don't know, Swiss banks?
Are they trading companies that buy gold and resell?
Exactly. Or maybe jewelers. Like, what's the split? You can look up that information and try to understand what's important for them. You can look up for articles on The Economist on gold mining or gold mining companies that just got sold or invested.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to learn about those things. So this is the third step. And now there's the fourth step, which is super important, which is you redo the case or the drill on your own. It doesn't have to be super realistic from a mechanical sense, like how you interact with the interviewer and etc. But you re-answer all the questions of the case or of the drill on your own, trying to incorporate this new knowledge. And this is a critical step, because if you just read about gold or gold mining or whatever, you will have increased your repertoire of business knowledge, but you won't know exactly how to apply that to the case.
Mm-hmm.
So how to use it in a practical situation. So this last step of redoing it with this newfound knowledge will transform it from raw knowledge into usable knowledge. Because you'll see now, how can you create hypotheses for improving the profitability of this mining company? Better hypotheses that you didn't come across during the case, using this new stuff that you've studied. Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear. It makes a lot of sense. Now, I want to add something to it.
Yeah, please.
First, let me close this. So this that you just said is the fastest way to increase your business sense right now.
Yes.
Now, I want to add a step 2.5. If people have more time and they want to make this even more effective.
Okay, before you do that, let's remind people. Step one was doing the case as well as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Step two was identifying the gaps in knowledge from the case. And step three was to study those gaps from information sources. So you're saying after you identify the gaps and before you go for information sources, you have step 2.5, let's call it that way, that they can do.
Perfect. Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded earlier on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or in one of the previous ones.